from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Hey, fantasy football owners. The road to winning your fantasy football championship starts now. I'm Matt Harmon from Reception Perception. Join me and James Coe as we take a deep dive into the position that's going to make or break your fantasy roster. Wide receivers. We analyze route running, target share, and all the metrics that matter, giving you the insights you need to draft the best wide receivers. As you prep for your draft, let us give you the coverage you need. Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Motherfucking Rose with my boys Bonte and Shasky on 95.7 The Game.
I feel really bad for that.
Could you name a Rave defender?
Me?
Yeah.
Yeah, dude, there's just a bunch of them. I mean, they drafted your boy from Florida State, right? In the, what is it, a Fisky? Am I wrong?
Braden Fisk.
The white boy?
Braden Fisk.
Yeah.
Jared Verse, another defensive lineman.
You know?
Elsa Saichi.
I think they got a Rose Boom on there. I watched their multiple preseason games because McVay was...
Mic'd
one,
up.
He was on the sideline. The other one, he was literally in the booth. They got this guy, Brennan Jackson, who's a sweet little linebacker.
They've got Darius Williams, Tre'Davious White, they signed from Buffalo.
Tre'Davious White. I don't think he played in the preseason.
Nah, probably not.
I don't think
he's had some injury issues.
They have a guy named Bobby Brown, too. I know that. But I don't think it... Hey, I don't think
John Johnson III is back.
What's that?
John Johnson III is back in corner.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
By the way, shout out to David Taylor at NBC Sports Bay Area. So up so early. One of our free listeners here in the 6 o'clock hour. The Chapman press conference will air live on NBC Sports Bay Area at 10:30 a.m. It will air live at 10:30 a.m.
All right.
And he added, Bonte, I think your tweet about the Farhan presser not being live got things to change. I'll take credit for moving that needle.
What was the guy from Florida State? Verse?
Yeah, Jared Verse.
Jared Verse. Okay, I was trying to think of what his name was.
Yeah, Jared Verse. He was number 5 of Florida State.
Where did he transfer from into Florida State?
He transferred.
Was he UCF?
Midwest, no, that was Bethune. Bethune with UCF.
Okay.
I forget where Verse was.
He's
Albany.
The tall
Albany.
Slender.
Yeah, it was some weird school. But he was legit.
Just look at the Rams defense, like, they're going to have a lot of no names, and I get why everyone's picking them. I like the Rams, too.
Nobody's talking about losing Raheem Morris to the Atlanta Falcons as D coordinator.
They got
a guy named Chris Shula.
And Aaron Donald?
Yeah. I mean, like, that's why I'm not. The Rams, I get it. They're going to be tough.
Dude,
the Rams are competitive.
They drafted really well, though, the last 2 years, and they've done a good job with these undrafted free agents. And so they've got a lot of no namers, but I do think they're actually scrappy on that side of the ball.
They are. And I think Blake Corum's going to be the starting running back.
Over Kyron?
Midway through the year.
Okay.
I could see the Rams trading for Hassan Reddick and giving him a fat contract. Doesn't that feel like a Rams
move?
That's
a good call.
Doesn't that feel like a Les Snead type of a move?
It does.
And it feels like he's going to get him on the cheap, too, like as far as like compensation draft picks go.
And I was thinking about your David Bakhtiari take, right? About the offensive line, which I'm not mad at.
Do you like that?
I'm not mad at that.
I feel like we're not talking enough about, like, get another tackle in here.
But... your boy Yannick, the former Raider. What's his last name?
Yannick Ngakoue.
Ngakoue, okay.
He's out there lingering.
You take him?
And edge depth could be an issue for the 49ers.
Mm.
Somebody goes down, edge depth could be a problem with the 49ers. Now, I know he suffered an ankle injury late last season with the Chicago Bears. The Bears have been linked to him. But he's lingering out there. He's lingering. So... if I'm John Lynch, which is why they free up all this money, you got over $50 million in cap space right now, currently. And I know they want to save some of that money, but if you sign Yannick to a 1-year deal, why not bring him in for a third down pass rush specialist? I mean, if you want to go Bakhtiari, give me Yannick too. Both lines.
If you're going to be all in on a Super Bowl, to me, like the Tampa Bay Bucks did in the modern game, like, just gear up with all the old guys.
Gear up.
Yeah, you know what I mean? And if the Niners are going to have $50 or $60 million in quote-unquote cap space, I get that you're trying to carve it out for Purdy. I'll worry about Purdy next year. I'm worried about right now.
Yeah.
So if you have to pay a little money right now to be able to shore up and give yourself some depth, I think you got to do it. I think you owe it to yourself.
Yeah, no, I'm with that.
I like the Ndakwe move.
I want Yannick and I want Bakhtiari. I wouldn't mind bolstering both offensive line because this is like 94. This is like the Niners of the dynasty years from 81 to 94. Just load up. You got to get one. It's all up. Like this year, like the whole NFL, sure, you want your pillars. But it's different from baseball and basketball where you can't build a team out thinking, okay, in the next 5 years, we're going to be this and that. Because injuries happen, the cap happens, mm-hmm. roster turnover happens, mm-hmm. guys' performances decrease, they descend, not ascend. You got to go year to year in this bad boy, especially with the cap situation and the team that you have right now and the pressure of just winning one. You know, a lot of people, what I don't get is, as we talk about Jay York and the report about, you know what, front office is not happy with Shanahan and Lynch. You know, they want that one Super Bowl. They're not happy. Well, I always think, like, do you think Shanahan and Lynch are happy? They're not happy either, not winning Super Bowls. You think the players are happy? Debo talks about it to this day. I'm tired of losing Super Bowls. We've heard from George Kittle. You hear from Fred Warner, man. I just got to climb back up the mountaintop. It is what it is. They're not happy either. Nobody's happy not winning that Super Bowl. So when you see all these contracts and all this money flying around here, and you got a couple guys out there in free agency, you don't think John Lynch and Kyle Shanahan are monitoring Yannick and Bakhtiari saying, okay, if McKivitz is struggling a little bit here, let's see where he's at. Where's Bakhtiari at? Where's he at physically? Where's Yannick at physically? Can he get off the edge? Can he get to quarterback? Where's his ankle at? They're looking at everything here, so I think all options are on the table for the 49ers this season.
As they should be. I just would like to see them take a proactive approach and get these guys in now because, you know, what happens is the years go on, then that guy's got to, that guy's got to get up to speed. And I don't know, like, if I told you McKivitz had a good year, I don't think a lot of people would be that surprised with it. But if I told you, like, the bottom fell out, I don't think you'd be surprised with that either. And it'd be nice to have somebody who's a little more familiar right. and up to speed day one, as opposed to waiting 6-7 weeks. Because all it takes is a couple of plays in a game, and you go to your backup, Jalen Moore, and it could get ugly.
We already had an injury scare with Leonard Floyd in the last preseason game. He went down. I said, oh, boy, that's 2 months.
How random was that? Malik Collins is like falling to the ground, getting pushed to the ground, and he just rolls up into the back of his leg. I mean, they really got lucky on that.
So you know what I'm saying? I'm like, he's day-to-day, great. But that could have been disastrous. And then what would you have done? Edge depth. I think edge depth, to me, I would put that as priority number one. I think I'm cool with McKivitz for now. I get why everybody's concerned about him. I'm okay with him for right now. I like Dominic Pudi on that side as well. Right now, edge depth really concerns me. We didn't get to that really last night. You know, because everybody's focused on linebacker, and I get it with Drake Greenlaw, the loss of that. But edge, that's why I got Nick Bosa. I think he has to have a monster season. He's the most important player to me. He's the most important player to me on this football team. Now, I get it to quarterback Brock Purdy's got to do what he's got to do, and he's high up on that list. But for me, I keep thinking about number 97, and I keep thinking about last season and the way it ended for him. And then when I hear from Baldy and how he's not happy and saying, boy, I need a cap. And he's been at every OTA, he's been at every mini cap. This is the year of Nick Bosa. It has to be the year of Nick Bosa.
It's been what I felt like his most quiet but yet productive training camp and exhibition. Think about it. Like rookie year, he had the high ankle sprain. He didn't really practice much.
No.
And then year coming back.
Oh, it was the hamstring, right? Was it the hamstring?
I thought it was an ankle.
High ankle could be high ankle. It was high ankle.
Okay.
Maybe high ankle.
Then 2020, they had COVID, and so nobody really practiced. 2021, he's recovering from the ACL injury, right? And so he didn't really get the full workload. 2022, he felt like a man on a mission.
Yeah.
But they were also like, oh, it's 1 year outside of the ACL. You know, you got to be careful. Last year, the holdout. This year, it's just been nothing but positive praise. It does feel a little unique for Nick Bosa. I think he's going to hit the ground running. I think he's going to have a monster Monday night game against the Jets. I think he's going to test the mobility right off the rip and the pocket presence of Aaron Rodgers.
Well, I'm looking at the Jets tackles here. They signed Tyron Smith for the Dallas Cowboys. He's a little older. All right, let's pick this up on the other side. I want to get into the Jets here and what Bosa has to do against their tackles. We're getting ready for football. Chiefs-Ravens. How are we watching Chiefs-Ravens tonight? Are you hate watching the Chiefs? I Baltimore put it on the 49ers. I wouldn't sleep on them. What does Baltimore have in store? They lost that AFC Championship game, a game they should have won. They should have won that game. What is Lamar and them going to do at Arrowhead Stadium? It's going to be a lot of fun today at Arrowhead.
And I feel like Baltimore, we can get into this. This is how Niner fans are going to feel come when they play the Chiefs week six, I believe.
Week six, week seven, maybe?
Week five, week six. Right in the middle of the season, in the middle of October, November. That's how we're going to feel. Like, you got to get a dub against this guy.
Yeah, well,
I have a six pack. It's just under the dad bod.
God, that guy.
I feel like that, too. I feel like it's under. By the way,
yeah, but you ain't making show. Behind the back passes.
No,
I love you.
Nor am I making $500 million. Don't miss the kickoff show Monday with.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, "What happens when you compare Bob's to the competition?" You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, fantasy football owners, I'm Matt Harmon.
And what's cracking? I'm James Coe. Join us on Reception Perception as we dive deep into wide receivers, the position that will make or break your fantasy team.
Follow and listen to Reception Perception on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.